All right, let's kick things off with Jimmy Butler. 2-game suspension for missing a team flight, and the timing couldn't have been worse for the Heat. Now, we know Jimmy's known for being, you know, intense. But missing the flight because he's allegedly looking for a contract extension? That's where it gets tricky.
Man, it's so selfish, though. Like, the guy's made, what, over $300 million in his career? And still, it's the fans and the team that end up paying the price. I mean, Heat fans gotta be thinking, wait a sec, is Jimmy here for us or for himself?
It's a good point. And we've seen this kind of thing before. Superstars getting into it with their teams. Remember the Kawhi Leonard situation with the Spurs? There's always fallout, and it rarely leaves a team better off.
Exactly. And the team morale? Oh man, it must be rough. I mean, how do you look your teammates in the eye after that, Eric? Especially when they're grinding out wins while you're suspended.
It's a tough spot. Speaking of tough spots, let's pivot to Philly. The 76ers. Joel Embiid's played only 13 games, Paul George has been in and out, and now they're sitting 2.5 games out of the play-in tournament. What do they do?
It's simple. They tank. They have to, man. Embiid's not 100% and their first-round pick's lottery protected if they can finish low enough. Why risk it for a 7th or 8th seed? That's not going to cut it in the East anyway.
True, but tanking comes with risks too, right? Jobs are on the line, Daryl Morey, Nick Nurse, even a few players with expiring contracts. If they tank and don't come back strong next year, it's basically franchise meltdown territory.
Sure, but they're already in meltdown mode. Like, look at them. Embiid's basically on an island in George. Man, does he even play half a season anymore?
Fair enough. And then there's the Lakers. LeBron and AD are saying this roster's not championship material. But here's the question. Do they actually move Austin Reeves? Because it feels like he's one of their few tradable assets teams would want.
Oh, they better not. Are you kidding? Reeves is one of the few bright spots. A young guy who actually hustles. If they trade him for what, like a short-term gamble? Nah, that's a no from me.
But isn't that the Lakers' whole ethos? Mortgaging the future for now, right? They've done it before, and if LeBron wants one last crack at a title...
Okay, yeah, but it's gotta make sense. If all they can get back is some overpaid veteran, then forget it. Reeves stays. Plus, with how thin their roster already is, removing him, that's not solving anything, man. It's just making more holes.
You're not wrong. The Lakers have to tread carefully here. Between roster holes, cap limits, and the ticking clock on LeBron's prime.
Or what's left of it.
It's fascinating, Marcus. We've talked about the Lakers, the 76ers, and Jimmy Butler, teams and players navigating challenges or shaping their futures. Now let's shift gears to Victor Wembanyama. With the NBA Paris Games coming up, he's stepping onto his home soil for a big moment. And it's not just a personal milestone. It's a spotlight moment for the Spurs as a franchise. What's your take?
Oh, it's massive. First off, Wemby's already got that global appeal, right? But playing in Paris? It's like the NBA's giving him the biggest stamp of approval. Plus, it's like a showcase for what the Spurs are building around him.
Exactly. And you throw Greg Popovich into the conversation. There's talk that he might be back on the sidelines soon. Do you think his return will steady the ship for them? Because they've been struggling without him.
Man, Pop's been the soul of that team for decades. Without him, they've lost their edge, especially defensively. You've seen it, Eric. They drop from, like, middle of the pack to dead last. It's wild.
Right, and that ties into Jeremy Sochan's absence. He's been, you know, a crucial defensive piece for them, and his energy is contagious. Missing guys like him and having Pop out, it's no wonder they're slipping.
Totally. Sochan's one of those players who's not going to fill up the stat sheet but does all the things that'll win you games. Without him, it feels like the Spurs just can't hold it together. And hey, it's not just Sochan. This whole roster doesn't scream stability right now, you know?
For sure. But let's shift to something more positive, maybe. The Clippers. They've been flipping the narrative lately, moving away from the old Lob City label and stepping into this more resilient, hard-nosed identity.
Oh man, Clip City is real. And guess who's leading it out of all people? Amir Coffey. Not the biggest name, not the flashiest, but the dude plays with so much heart. He's out there grabbing loose balls, guarding everyone. Total glue guy vibes.
Spot on. Coffey's that under-the-radar contributor every team needs. And honestly, it's kind of refreshing for the Clippers to lean on depth and hustle instead of just, you know, big dunks and highlight reels like with Lob City.
Yeah, but let's not forget they still got star power. Kawhi, Zoo. Even Harden's been doing his thing. It's like they've found this balance between grit and talent. I think this version of the Clippers is way scarier than any Lob City team ever was.
You know, Marcus, speaking of teams navigating challenges in their identity, let's pivot to the Hornets and Brandon Miller. With his season officially over, it's a huge blow for them. But is it time for Charlotte to throw in the towel, or do they still have a shot at that play-in tournament?
Man, losing Miller? That's brutal. The guy was their do-it-all forward. And now, they're what? 5.5 games out of the 10th spot? I mean, they've shown flashes, but without him, it's tough.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Nick Smith Jr. has been stepping up. The kid's been averaging over 14 points a game recently, shooting lights out. He's not Miller, sure, but he's keeping them competitive. Do you think they build around that or start thinking long term?
Depends on how this next stretch plays out. 9 straight home games, right? If they hold their ground and win most of those, maybe you make a move at the deadline. If not, man, just lean into the rebuild. Sell off some vets, get the young guys those reps. No sense chasing something that ain't there.
It's tricky though, right? Because rebuilding means patience, and fans, well, patience isn't exactly their strong suit.
For sure. But you gotta think long term, Eric. Miller's injury doesn't mean the franchise is doomed, it's just a detour. Look at the Heat, they're planning for the future too. And Kal-El Ware? Oh man, that guy's gonna be a star.
Absolutely. That game against the Spurs? 25 points, 8 boards, 2 blocks. And he's doing it efficiently. 43% from 3 over the last 10 games. The kid's 7 feet tall and moving like a guard. How do you stop that?
You don't. And Miami's double big lineup with Ware and Bam Adebayo, man, that's terrifying. It's like they're setting the blueprint for modern basketball. Defense, spacing, athleticism, Ware fits perfectly into all of that.
Right, and beyond Miami, let's not forget about Jaren Jackson Jr. in Memphis. Another young guy proving himself. Defensive force, clutch on offense. The Grizzlies are quietly building something special around him.
Oh, JJJ is the truth. Averaging over 20 points, still locking down the paint. And let's not ignore the leadership he's bringing, especially with Jaw in and out of the lineup. Memphis is holding tight to that third seed, and Jackson's a big reason why.
Exactly. It's incredible to see these young players stepping up. Whether it's Ware in Miami or Jackson in Memphis, they're not just the future, they're the now.
Yeah, it's exciting, man. You look at these teams adapting, shifting gears. It's what makes the NBA so great. You never know who's going to step up next.
And that's what makes this season so fascinating. From rebuilding franchises to breakout stars, the league is always evolving. And on that note, I think we've covered it all for today. Marcus, as always, great conversation.
For sure, Eric. This was fun. And for everyone listening, keep watching these young stars. The future's looking bright.
Definitely is. All right, folks, we'll see you next time. Take care.